Liberal Minister for Communication, Urban Infrastructure, Cities and the Arts, Paul Fletcher, is in my neck of the woods today, campaigning with two of our local Liberal candidates. Firstly, for the seat of Paterson, Brooke Vitnell, and Mel McGill, who's the Liberal candidate for the seat of Shortland. And the Minister is on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Richard. Good to be with you.
Likewise. And look, obviously you're campaigning, as all MPs are at the moment, but will you be making any specific announcement while you're here in the Hunter today?
Well, I'll be with Brooke Vitnell, our Liberal candidate for Paterson. We'll be announcing an upgrade of the Max McMahon Oval. So that's $3 million that we'll be announcing there, a very significant upgrade of that oval. That's a community development grant. And Brooke Vitnell has been fighting hard for Paterson since she's been pre-selected as the Liberal candidate. Later on, I'll be joining Brooke on a visit to Port Stephens to understand some of the issues in relation to mobile coverage. Our Liberal National Government has had a real focus on improving mobile coverage. Our Mobile Black Spots program, there's 1,270 base stations around the country that have been funded. Of those, about 1,000 now delivered. You know, when Labor was in government, not $1 of public money spent on improving mobile coverage in regional and remote Australia.
And now I'm asking all our MPs that I speak to, obviously, over the next 6 weeks, but just starting with a couple of basics because it's earlier days in the election campaign. Why should people vote for the Coalition in the upcoming federal election, Paul?
Well, because we've got a plan for a strong economy and a stronger future. Australia is recovering strongly from the pandemic with unemployment now at 4.0%, and we're very focused on that. Mr. Albanese couldn't even remember what the number was, but we're very focused on getting unemployment down. Our economy now bigger than it was before we went into the pandemic. So Australia's got great opportunities, but it's also a more dangerous time in the world. Now's not the time to take a bet on an untested alternative. Stick with the team that has worked with the Australian people to get through the pandemic. It's been challenging for all of us, and the Australian people have done a magnificent job, but our outcomes, public health and economics, are compare very favourably in Australia to most other countries. So now's not the time to take a risk and on Mr. Albanese and Labor.
Right. Now, we are broadcasting to Sydney and into your electorate of Bradfield in northwest Sydney. Specifically, what have you achieved for your electorate in this term of office, Paul?
Well, there's certainly been significant funding in a range of areas, including local services like kids, but also importantly, NorthConnex, the freeway standard, the motorway tunnel between the M1 at Warunga and the M2 at Pennant Hills. When I came into Parliament in late 2009, I began campaigning for what was then known as the missing link, and I'm very pleased to say that that's now been completed. That saves 15 minutes and 21 sets of traffic lights, but it also greatly reduces the volume of traffic on Pennant Hills Road, which for my constituents in Warunga and Normanhurst is great news. It's also great news for folks from Newcastle, the Hunter, the Central Coast. If you're travelling to Sydney, as you drive down the M1, you now can avoid Pennant Hills Road and save about 15 minutes. You can connect directly to the M2. Head into the CBD or wherever else in the Sydney metro area that you'd be travelling to.
You made reference to Anthony Albanese's gaffe on Monday. I did speak to now retired member for Hunter, Joel Fitzgibbon, and I asked him about this. This is what he had to say.
I know Albo very well, and I can tell you, Albo knows how our economy works and knows what's good for our economy.
Okay, he doesn't know the figures, but he knows how our economy works. Do you think that's more important than actually knowing the figures?
The thing I'd say, Richard, is that I've watched Albo's track record very closely when it comes to infrastructure. He's Minister for Infrastructure for 6 years, but, you know, he never started Western Sydney Airport. When he came into the Parliament in 1996, he was talking about the need for a second Sydney Airport. He had 6 years as the Minister for Transport and Infrastructure, didn't get the work started. He had reports and studies, looked at alternative locations. It was going to be Wilton, it was going to be Richmond. He just could not get it underway. It took our Liberal National Government to take the decision in 2014 to get Western Sydney Airport underway. It's now almost 30% complete. It's on track to be finished by the end of 2026. So Mr. Albanese talks about his track record when it comes to infrastructure. You know, he was communications minister when Labor left government in 2013. The NBN, they'd had 6 years in government, they'd spent $6 billion, barely more than 50,000 premises connected to the fixed line network. It was a train wreck of a project when we inherited it. What we now are at is 8.4 million premises around the country able to be connected. You know, when the pandemic hit at the start of 2020, lots of people moved to working and studying from home. We really needed good broadband. And thanks to the work our Liberal National Government had done, by that point, 98% of Australians were able to connect to the NBN. And just last week, or the week before, we announced a further $750 million upgrade of the national broadband network. And for many of your listeners who would be on either fixed wireless or satellite, this is really important because people on fixed wireless with this upgrade will now be able to move to a speed of 100 megabits per second, and 85% will be able to get 250 megabits per second. For people on satellite, your monthly download will go from 55 gigabytes a month within 2 years up to 90 gigabytes. So we've delivered the NBN, but we're getting on and upgrading it and improving it. Mr. Albanese had responsibility for the NBN when Labor left government, and he doesn't have a very good track record to talk about.
Joel Fitzgibbon also made reference to the problems internally within the coalition, and obviously we don't hear about all of those. Do you think the coalition is now a stable, united group?
Oh, look, the coalition's a strong, united team behind Scott Morrison's leader and Prime Minister, a very experienced Prime Minister. Just look at some of the things that he's done. He set up the National Cabinet. He Australia through the difficult period of the pandemic. At the same time, negotiating isn't it a
security. Right. And George Christensen, are you surprised he's going to be running for Pauline Hanson's One Nation party at the upcoming federal election?
Well, look, I really don't have any comment to make about that. All I'll say is we've got strong Liberal and National candidates in Queensland and throughout Australia, and the best way to be able to stand up for an electorate and get outcomes for an electorate is to have a Member of Parliament who's part of a government team. That is so important, and that's, you know, what both Brooke Pitnell and Nell McGill are fighting for. They're fighting to be members of a Liberal National government able to get outcomes for their community, and that is something that voters should be thinking about. If you want your electorate to be effectively represented in Canberra, it is so important to be voting for a Liberal or a National candidate who can form part of a government.
Thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy your stay in this beautiful part of the world, Newcastle and the Hunter Valley, and good luck on the 21st of May, Paul.
Thanks, Richard.
Paul Fletcher, who's our federal minister. They wear a lot of hats these days, federal communications, urban infrastructure, cities and arts minister. And in our neck of the woods today, making a couple of announcements and campaigning at all.